Hello, I'm Jenny Green, and I come from Hull High School. I'm 14 years old, and I was the winner of the Young Journalist Competition with BT Global Challenge. I entered this competition through my English teacher at school, through the internet. The competition was to write a report on a challenge. You had to include research in your report, and it could be fiction or it could be based on a real story. I did my report on a fiction story based on a student who accompanied a group of researchers on a trip to the rainforest. I took part because I enjoy writing and I would quite like to be a journalist when I'm older. I have benefited from doing this because as a winner I've been shown all around the media centre, and I've looked at all the different aspects of being in the media, the photography and the press. This is a very good, this will help a lot with my future as I've looked at all the different things you could do as a journalist. Okay, and now I'm going to interview Anna, who was a legger on the Pause to Remember, on the second leg, the Rio to Wellington. Okay. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Were you interested in boats before you heard about the BT Global Yacht Race?
A little bit. I did the tall ships race from Newcastle to Norway in 1993 on one of the yachts, Commercial Union. That's what got me interested in sailing, and I applied for the race after that, and it's just that's how I came to do the race.
There were many, many applicants from BT, so how did you feel when you heard you'd been chosen?
I couldn't believe it. I applied for it 4 years ago, well, 3 years at the time. And initially I was refused the place because I was too young. I turned 21 in November, so I could take part in the race from November onwards, but you had to be 21 at the start, so I could do any of the legs from Rio onwards. So I chose to do the Rio to Wellington.
How much training did you have to do in preparation for your trip on the yacht from Rio to Wellington?
We all had the standard training with Challenge Business. I was actually accepted 6 months before I got on the boat, so I'd missed out on quite a lot of training. So it was really jam-packing into 6 months what a lot of crews had done in maybe 3 years.
Was there a limit on the amount of luggage you could take? And if so, what luxuries did you pack?
Yeah, there was a limit. You had to take quite a small kit bag. Obviously with all your thermals and mid layers, a few luxuries that I took my Walkman, and but very few batteries. So one of my luxuries I couldn't really use, I took a small bottle of gin and tonic, and that that helped me a little bit. I didn't take that much. I took a few photographs as well of my family, but that was about it really.
On the trip, what was the most terrifying experience?
All the way through, it's frightening, but it never got to the point where I was so terrified I wanted to get off. There's a lot of times where you're very uncomfortable and you're not enjoying it, but for me, I never found it that terrifying. It was just more of a, it's just so long, such a long time. And that's, you see, also looking on the chart and seeing where you actually are in the world, that's pretty terrifying. You're away from everything, everyone, and you're stuck in the middle of an ocean. So that's pretty terrifying, just seeing where you are on the chart.
So was there any time that you actually regretted taking part?
No, not at all. It's been a brilliant experience all the way through. I mean, I only did the second leg. I'm going out with one of the crew on a different yacht, so I've ended up traveling from Wellington to meet all the crews up in each stopover. So for me, it's been 3 months trip turned into an 8 month trip, so it's been brilliant.
What's it like knowing someone who's taking part in the whole race? Is it quite worrying thinking about them out in the sea?
Yeah, it's been interesting for me because I took part in it as a crew member and then got off the boat in Wellington and turned into a partner as a girlfriend, so it's and saw what it's like to be left behind and meeting up with them. So it's, you do worry quite a lot, and my boyfriend was injured on leg four quite badly. I was back in New Zealand by myself, travelling, so when I heard about that, I was sort of miles away from anyone, and there's nothing you can do. It's awful finding out when the things are happening on board and you can't do anything to
help him. When you're on pause to remember, what was the most enjoyable moment?
I think getting into Wellington. We arrived in Wellington on New Year's morning at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And it went from being one of the most depressing days of my life to just being fantastic. We were due to get in about 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve, so we'd be in for the New Year's celebrations. Then the wind just completely dropped and it was so depressing. But we could see the fireworks, we could hear on the radio everyone else in Wellington, but we just couldn't get to it, we're still a few miles off. And we thought we'd missed the party and everything, but then we got in about 1 o'clock in the morning and just the reception we got, just felt like a superstar.
So there's a good atmosphere once you arrived.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. You've got your 5 minutes of fame.
When you were on the yacht, did you get along as a team and were there many disagreements?
Yep, I think everyone got on. I mean, there's always going to be little niggles on every boat, and you find that the pettier things are the things that grow into bigger arguments. But there were little niggles, there's always going to be, about if somebody's eating your Mars bar or if somebody's... It's always about food, because there's hardly any food, you know, and hardly any spare food, so if there's any arguments, it's normally about food.
What kind of food were you, like, allowed to take with you? Was it all right, or did you have to do your own cooking?
Yeah, we all took... we all did a bit of cooking every 5 days. Two people are taken out of each watch, and we have to do all the cooking for 10 hours for that day in the galley. We cook for everyone, clean for everyone, and then it swaps over. And the food that we had is all dehydrated and rehydrated and pretty disgusting after 42 days of this.
What did you miss most during the journey?
I miss my family. It was quite a strange time because it was around about Christmas. I left to go to Rio before my 21st birthday, so I was away from my family then. I was away for Christmas, for New Year. I miss my family a lot, and good food as well. When you're sailing, it's just horrendous food.
Did you feel quite alone when there was nothing in sight except just sea?
Yeah, it's so strange because there's just nothing around. I mean, it really spurs you on when you see another yacht on the horizon, and it gives you hope that there is something out there and you're not just stuck in the middle of nowhere. But it is pretty frightening when there's nobody else around. But we're in contact with all the boats during the day, so you can call other boats up and have a chat. So you're always in contact with people, and you get faxes from home. You can send faxes, so it really brightens up your day when somebody sends you a fax.
Did you see a lot of sea life on the trip, like whales and dolphins and things?
I didn't know. I saw a couple of whales, and that was about it. No, there wasn't. Not an R. Well, it obviously was, but I didn't see that much.
What was it like rounding Cape Horn?
It was a thing that we'd all been sort of looking forward to, and it was a bit of an anticlimax because we didn't actually see it. We were so far off land that we didn't see Cape Horn. That was a real disappointment for a lot of people, but I mean, there was nothing we could do about it. Once we went around Cape Horn, it's just like, oh my god. We've got another 4 weeks of this, and there's no land in between, you know, you can't stop. So it's pretty frightening once you're around a Cape Horn, but it feels like such an achievement to have done it, even though we didn't actually see it.
Were you sad that it had all finished when you actually arrived in Wellington?
Not really. For me, it was quite different, because I then went on to travel and meet up with the crews in each stopover. So for me, I mean, it should have finished in February and I should have come home. And if I had done that, it would have been an absolute nightmare. I would have hated it. So I'm pleased that I stayed out and travelled and met up with them. But I mean, it's all coming to a close quite soon. And I think a lot of people will be very sad that it's finished. But it's been a very long time. So I think everyone will be quite pleased to just get back to a normal life and get back to work.
Would you like to do something similar in the future?
No, I think I've had my bit of fun now. I've got to settle down, be serious, get a job. I've got to go back to college in the middle of September, so I've got 2 years of college ahead of me. And I did originally think that I might do the 2000, because I could only get on one leg of this race. But having done the leg, and you know, just I feel like I just don't want to do that again. I'm just going to go back and go to get to college. So.
Okay, thanks. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's been a fantastic experience, and thank you for interviewing me.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing it with us. Goodbye.
Bye.